And now back to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. And now joining Drs. Roizen and Lonzer is renowned plastic surgeon, Dr. Arthur Perry.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on RadioMD.com. You can always get, if you miss a show, gosh, I hope you don't, but if you miss a show, you can go to RadioMD.com and get us in the library, and you'll never miss Arthur Perry, and he's usually brilliant. I love the phrase renowned, because it does indicate what you are. You're great, and you're honest, truth and guidance in Arthur Perry. So, Arthur, what is sodium lauryl sulfate, and why is it in so many toothpaste, soaps, everything else, shampoos, when you say it's so irritating?
Well, Mike, sodium lauryl sulfate, now, it goes under the name SLS. That's what a lot of people hear it. You know, they hear the word SLS, sodium lauryl sulfate. There's a lot of cousins to this. This is in a class of drugs. It's a chemical. It's a drug. And what it is it's a surfactant, Mike. And you and I know what that is. But it's something that allows a fat to become a soap, you know, to suds. And so in all of your soaps, Mike, I bet you just about every single liquid soap, every shampoo, every toothpaste, and a lot of bars of soap, you have sodium lauryl sulfate. Do you remember that commercial about 20 years ago with Christie Brinkley? Remember that one where she was using Prel shampoo in the shower and it was a zen moment for her? Do you remember that one?
I must admit I
you
don't,
watch as
even
much
though
TV
I,
as me,
I,
did you?
I like Christy no. Brinkley.
Christy Brinkley had a zen moment in the shower with something called sodium lauryl sulfate. That was the stuff that caused her shampoo to froth up. So it's really very nice. But the problem with it, Mike, is it's an irritant to the skin. And it's a known irritant. And it's in all shampoos, virtually, with a few exceptions. And
it won't
wonder,
be
you know,
in the Arthur Perry line,
if it's an
Dr.
irritant.
Perry.
Because it
Dr.
works.
Dr. Perry.
And you know, when consumers choose between products, they virtually always choose the one that kind of works better, regardless of the safety. So if you have identical soaps, Mike, and you have one that's brown because of coloring and one that's clear colored, and they do exactly the same thing, and you put these in front of focus groups, they will always, without fail, choose the brown soap. And people think that color or fragrance or froth does something for them. But in actuality, sodium lauryl sulfate is one of the most irritating chemicals. And in fact, about 20 years ago, Mike, there's a test that became a standard for irritation in the skin for cosmetics. And it's called the repeat insult test. And I do it on all my products, and everybody does it. And you know, it was started with the use of sodium lauryl sulfate. That's what they used to establish the parameters of this test. And that means this is such an irritant that everything else is compared to sodium lauryl sulfate. Are you still with me, Mike?
I am with you. I don't know if you can
Did
hear
I
me,
lose
though.
You?
Can you hear me?
I think I lost Mike.
No, I'm here. You just can't hear me.
Are we there with Mike?
Can you boost him up? Because he can't hear me, apparently.
You lost the signal from this end, Mike.
I can hear you fine. So
okay,
I'm
there
gonna
we go.
Keep...
We're back now. That's great.
Okay. I heard you fine, but
right.
Somehow you weren't hearing me. So
not
hopefully everybody out on the network was hearing you.
All right. So we're here with this irritant in soap, Mike, and in all these things, sodium lauryl sulfate. It functions very well, but it irritates the skin. And, you know, in my reading...
Arthur, all that foaming I get that I think I was doing something, it's lifting dirt off my skin. You mean that isn't lifting dirt off my skin, or it's something else that's doing that?
No, it's not doing anything, Mike. You know what it's doing? It's penetrating into your skin. Do you want to know how far sodium lauryl sulfate can actually penetrate into your skin? This is a real
How far can sodium lauryl sulfate penetrate into my skin?
Oh, it's like Johnny Carson. 6 millimeters, Mike. 6 millimeters. If you put it on your skin,
well, wait, that's
you
through
can
my
measure.
Skin. That's not just into
yeah.
my skin.
Yeah. It's
into
amazing.
My body. It's into my muscles.
That's right. And it is one of the most potent things that increases water loss of the skin. So here we are, Mike. We're putting something on our skin. We come out of the shower.
Well, that would give you a reason to use a moisturizer.
Exactly. And you know what? The antidote for sodium lauryl sulfate poisoning, and that's what it is, the antidote is ceramide. That's we learned about that, right? That's one of the components of a good moisturizer and other things that moisturizers have. So here you are. You've got a cleaner for your skin that's causing so much irritation that you cannot get out of the shower without feeling kind of dry. And then you have to put something on your skin to make that feel better. So isn't that something? So, Mike, the lesson for the day is try and avoid sodium lauryl sulfate.
Obviously, a company selling stuff would say, this is pretty good. I give them sodium lauryl sulfate. They think I'm doing something because it foams. And then they've got to get a moisturizer from me as well.
Exactly. Isn't that amazing? That is what happens.
So, Arthur, do you have sodium lauryl sulfate in any of the new Arthur Perry products that are coming out at the end of the month?
Never. We would never have sodium lauryl sulfate. It's there's lots and lots of other choices, things that can cause some foaming. And you know what I put in my soap, Mike? You're going to love this one. The stuff that makes root beer foam. It's called soap bark. It's a very natural substance. You know, I know you don't drink soda. I'm talking to the wrong person. But I've had one or two root beers in my day, and it's really foamy. It's the foamiest of all the sodas. So, you know, and we can actually use that very
same
thing.
That was one of the things I didn't like about it. It would foam up so much you couldn't drink it.
Right through your nose. That's right. but it's a great substance to put in soap instead of those other foaming agents because it doesn't irritate your skin. So there are lots of alternatives, natural alternatives. We don't have to use the toxins in our skin, Mike. The more I read about it, the worse I like sodium lauryl sulfate. We want to stay away from that. It actually changes your RNA.
So someone has sent an email and said they used to use your night skin. That's something that nourishes their skin at night. They miss it very badly. When will you have something like that available?
And I've got something called Nighttime coming out. Nighttime. And that will be, where are we now? We're March 2nd? Oh, we're closing right in. Is it March 2nd already? Wow.
It is.
April 1st, Mike. April Fool's Day. April 1st, we're going to have Nighttime and Clean Time, the first two products. I'm very happy with those. It's been a long road. I've been talking to you about this for about a year now, but it's coming. And they'll be great products. Thanks for asking.
And now, the other thing that I saw that was fascinating this week is how does a patient who is undergoing plastic surgery or having, I mean, you see all those, I guess it is, what is that? I wanted to say it's Lifeline facelift or something like that. I can't remember because I know it's a sham. At least I was told it was a sham. I don't know that it's a sham. What is that? You remember
well,
that?
Well,
those facelifts, how do people protect themselves from getting their picture used on websites and TV?
Yeah, isn't that interesting? You know, about 15 years ago, Mike, it was considered unethical for plastic surgeons to put pictures on their websites. Magically, Mike, it became ethical as our National Society voted. It's now ethical. So I think when we come back, we're going to talk about the use of those photographs and the really bad things that can happen when people put photographs on their websites, Mike.
Wow. I don't think I want my... I even resist putting photographs on of me or anything like that on Facebook because I like my privacy. Obviously, it has some other benefit in promoting things and so people can know more about the show. So I've done that now. And so they can learn more about the show. But I don't think I want my medical pictures up there. And not my gray hair as it's turning more and more gray. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual radio show. And now with Arthur Perry in this You Beauty.
Great Start Life Insurance, offered by Guaranty Trust Life Insurance Company, ensures the insurability of your child. Now, what does that mean? Well, too often people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards precludes them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. By insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your child, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out about the rates and all the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com, enter the station's call letters, and as a thank you for applying, we'll give you a free non-insurance prescription discount card. Good for substantial savings on prescriptions and other medical tests. Keep and use the discount card even if you should cancel your Great Start Juvenile Life Insurance policy. The free discount card is not insurance, and discounts are available only at participating pharmacies. The discount medical plan organization providing this discount card is Vantage America Solutions, Inc. Ensure the insurability of your child and check out the Great Start Plan. Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranty Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois. Peace of mind. Now at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com.
Sometimes people buy cookies as a gift for us to send to our soldiers. They tell us it reminds them of home.
Emily is one of thousands of Girl Scouts who will send cookies to troops stationed overseas.
Children shouldn't have to take abuse because they aren't strong enough to escape it. I want to give them a helping hand.
Alicia uses proceeds from her cookie sales to provide mentoring programs at a shelter in her community.
Selling Girl Scout cookies has taught me how to manage money, be responsible, and talk to other people.
Tanya wants to go to business school and hopes to run her own company someday.
On a visit to the food bank, I learned that in this economy, more and more people need help to feed their families.
Morgan and other Girl Scouts are starting a project to help get food to those who need it most. Every Girl Scout cookie has a mission: to help girls do great things. Find your cookies now at GirlScoutCookies.org.